Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with LearnVisualStudio.net. Now that we have our data model loaded with live data at runtime, not the least of which is we have the paths to all of the WAV files in our assets folder loaded, now it should be pretty easy to actually play those sounds, right? Because we know how to use a media element. So our game plan in this lesson is we're going to add a new media element control to our page, and we'll set the source declaratively, or rather we're going to set it programmatically. And then secondly, we're going to wire up an event handler that'll be triggered each time the user clicks on a different tile. And in the body of that event handler method, we're going to set the source property of the media element control to the path, the file path of the tile that was clicked on, or associated with the tile that was clicked on. All right, and so then it should play sounds at this point. So since we need a media element on each pivot item, I'm going to add that control near the top of the code beneath the layout root grid control. So I'm going to put it right here. In fact, I'm going to get rid of some of this templated stuff too. We don't need that. So media element, I'm going to give it a name because I want to access it programmatically. So I'm going to just call this audio player. And then I'm going to set the volume equal 1. And that's all I'm going to do for now. Obviously, 1 is the loudest setting. So it's between 0.0 and 1.0. And so 1, we want it the loudest. Okay, so the next thing that I want to do is I'm going to add an attribute to the long list selector that will be triggered each time a tile is tapped. So I use the technique that I demonstrated in an earlier video to allow Visual Studio to create the event handler's method name and create the event handler method stub. So let's take a look at the long list selector. And I'm just going to go to the last attribute, and I'm going to start typing selection change equals. And then I'm going to select the new event handler option in IntelliSense, and that will create something called the long list selector underscore selection changed event handler. Okay, so now what I want to do is just right click here. I'm going to select navigate to event handler, and we see that in our mainpage.xaml.cs, a new method stubs created, and this is where I'm going to start adding, implementing the code that will play the sound that's associated with the tile that's been tapped by the user. All right, so here we go. I'll explain what I'm doing after I finish typing. Okay, so let me explain what I did here in this event handler. So on this very first line here in line 40, we get a reference to the long list selector. And since we're potentially 5 long list selectors, we're going to need to go back and you know, capture and send each of the selected change events to this single event handler code, right? So, since we have 5 of them, we're going to need we're going to need to access the one that the user clicked on, or more correctly, we're going to need to find the long list selector whose list item was clicked on. Notice the as long list selector on the end of that line. This is a form of data type conversion. We know that sender is of type object, but we know it must be a long list selector. And so the as keyword used here will convert the sender to a type long list selector. Now, next we want to make sure that the selector is not null. Now, while it's not probable, it's entirely possible for something to have gone awry and some other type was passed in as sender. Now, we're just guarding ourselves against the possibility by programming defensively right here. Now, likewise, we want to access the list item that was actually selected. So we access the selector's selected item property and attempt to convert that to an instance of sound data. Here again, in the next line, we want to ensure that the data object is not null. Now, while it's probably not going to be null, it's possible, I guess, for something to have gone awry and some other type to be retrieved via the selected item property here. So by checking for null, we're just guarding ourselves against this possibility by programming defensively. Now that we know we have a sound data object, and it was the one that was selected by the user, we can easily set the source property of the media element to a new URI. Now you can see that the source property is of type URI. So we're creating a new instance of URI and using one of the overloaded versions of the constructor for the URI object to pass in the file path for the data item that was selected, and then to tell it what kind of URI this is. It's either relative or absolute. We'll talk more about this a little bit later, but let's run the app for now and see how if it works or not. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and click the cat kitten. All right, and I heard it through my little headset here, even though I don't have it on. I heard a cat kitten. I'm gonna click the crickets. All right, and I hear the crickets. Now I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna click crickets one more time. Uh-oh, I don't get a sound now. That's because the selection did not change since I clicked the same tile twice, and therefore our event handler is not triggered. So we need to fix this. And the way that we're gonna fix this is through just adding one line of code. We're going to merely set the selected item to null after we finish playing the sound. So selector.selectedItem equals null. All right, let's run the app again. All right, so now let's click crickets. All right, and let's click it a second time, and it works this time. Great. So there's only one task that is left to take here, and that is that, you know, the change that we made to this first long list selector, we're going to need to add that to every one of the long list selectors. So I'm just going to go here, and it's going to point at the exact same method. There we go. So now let's run it, and we'll go to a second pivot item and third pivot item and see if it still works. All right, so here we'll go chimpanzee. All right, and now let's go to cartoons. All right, I heard that one. Let's go to taunts. All right, and I think we're in good shape here. Let's go for foghorn. So, I think we've got it working. So the big takeaway was how to programmatically work with the media player element by setting the source property to dynamically change the sound that's played. We learned about the as keyword, which performs conversions on compatible reference types. All right. In our case, we needed to cast the input property object sender to the long list selector and the selected item to our sound data class that we've created. The type that our data template was actually bound to. And then finally, we learn how to unselect a selected item in a long list selector by setting the selected item property to null. All right, great. Making great progress. We'll continue in the next lesson. See you there. Thank you.